Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Samach Zayin. And we are about 15 lines from the top of daf Samach Vav Amid Beis. Boyamine Rab Yaakov Bar Adam Eirav. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael Hanasuna Matzor Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos refuah shalema for Chavan Miriam Bas Malka Freda and Shimon Bezalel Ben Rivka Rachel. So we're still moving along in Perek Arba Misois Bezdin, discussing the Elohein Haneskalin, specifically the last Mishnah that we learned discusses someone that's ba on a Naira Hamurasa. So ordinarily, if someone's ba on an Ishes Ish, he's Chayev Misa, Misa's Chenek. If somebody's ba on a Naira Hamurasa, it's more Chamur. There the halacha is, he's going to be Chayev Skilon. Now the Mishnah gave four criteria, four boxes that would have to be checked off in order for a bia to be considered a ba al naira murasa. Number one, the woman would have to be a naira. Number two, a psula. Number three, a meurasa. Number four, she would have to be bevei savir. The Gemara brought a braisa that expounded a little bit on the lacha of the Mishnah and then brought a memra from the Amora Rav. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, that the Mishnah said, that you have these four criteria in order for something to be considered Naira Murasa, in order for the Misa to be Skila. Again, Naira Psula Murasa, Vihi Bevei Savia, Zu Divrei Rameir. That's Shitas Rameir. However, the Chachamim argue with one of these points. The Chachamim hold that Naira is Lav Dafka, but Huadin Kitana. So, according to Rameir, Naira Hamurasa, the Naira part is Dafka. Murasa part is for sure Dafka. According to the Chachamim, the Naira part is Lav Dafka. Hu Adin a Ketana. What then is Naira coming to exclude? It's coming to exclude a Begeris. So just by way of background, we know that in Chazal, the maturation of a girl was divided into three groups. A girl is a Ketana, then she would become a Naira, and afterwards a Begeris. Typically, the first 12 years of a girl's life, she's a ketana. When she's 12, she becomes a bas mitzvah. At that point, she's a naira. And the state of nairus remains for 6 months. 6 months after she became a gedola. 6 months after she became a naira, at that point, from then until the rest of her life, she's going to be considered a begeris. A ketana is a ketana. We're familiar with all the halachas of katan and ketana. A baigeris is a regular gedola. There's the 6 month tkufa where a girl is not considered a ketana. She's not considered a baigeris, as if to say a full fledged gedola, but rather she's in this in between stage. She's considered a naira. The truth is, if you want to be a little bit more accurate as it relates to the definition of ketana, naira, and baigeris, it's not so much 0 to 12. 12 to 12 and a half, and then 12 and a half for the rest of her life. But really, it's zero until she brings Shtei Sairus. And the Tkufa of Nairus would then be the first 6 months after she brings Shtei Sairus. So if a girl would bring Shtei Sairus when she's a little bit older than 12, she'll still have a Tkufa of Nairus. It's going to be 6 months, not from 12, but rather from when she brings Shtei Sairus. The reason we always talk about it is if it's 12, is based on the Chazaka de Rava, which everyone's familiar with, and that is that a boy brings Shtei Sairus when he turns 13, that's why he becomes a bar mitzvah bacher when he's 13. A girl brings Shtei Sairus when she turns 12, that's why she becomes bas mitzvah when she turns 12. But if you want to be accurate about it, it's not so much 0 to 12, but it's really 0 until she brings Shtei Sairus. Regardless, the parsha of Naira Murasa is clearly talking about a Naira. That's what it says in the Torah. But as we saw, there was a machlokes Remeir in the Chachamim where the Naira is coming Lafuke Ketana or not. Meaning, for sure it's coming Lafuke Vageres. The question is, what about Lafuke Ketana? Remeir says Naira as opposed to Ketana, Aval Chachamim Oimrim, Naira Murasa, and Afilu Ketana B'mashna. Either way, with that recap of the last part of the previous daf and segue into this morning's daf, we begin the Gemara about 15 lines from the top of Daf Samach Vav Amid Beis. Boyimine Rav Yaakov Bar Adam Rav. So Rav Yaakov Bar Adam asked Rav the following question. Bo ala ketana meurasa. If somebody was bought not on a naira hamurasa, but rather on a ketana hamurasa. Lira Meir, according to Rameir, that says naira is dafka, not only lafuke bageres, but also lafuke ketana. What's the question? What would be the halacha now in Rav Meir's world, if somebody was taka ba on a ketana me'urasa, what's the shaila? Ligamri mamitla. Do we say he's not going to be chay misa at all? Because in the parsha of Naira Hamurasa, that's memayit ketana, we're memayit ketana ligamri. Thus, there's going to be no chay of misa. Or miskila mamitla. Or not. At the end of the day, this woman is still a married woman, and she's like Gara from a regular Ishish. And a regular Ishish is Chenek, so there's no reason that this person shouldn't at the very least get Chenek. What then is the drush of Naira Veloiktan according to Rameir, that you're not going to have that upgraded level of Misa, which is going to be Skila? So what's the Chakira? According to Rameir, that holds Naira Veloiktan, what happens, Taka, if somebody's Ba on a Ketana Amuras? Very simple question. According to the Chachamin, Skila. Naira is only lafuke by Geris, it's not lafuke ketana. The question is, according to Rav Meir, when Naira is lafuke ketana, so what would be the halacha now if someone's ba on a ketana me'uras? What are the two tzadim? Do we say there's no misa at all, or do we say at the very least it's going to be misa schenek? Now notice, the Gemara never declared what would be if somebody's ba on a baigeres hamurasa. And that would be a chakira, both according to Rav Meir and according to Chachamim. Because there it's pashit that the misa is going to be chenek. The question is, ketana hamurasa, aliba de Rav Meir, where it's not skila, do we say there's no misa at all, or do we say at the very least it's going to be chenek? Now what should be the difference between ketana and baigeres? That will emerge a little bit now from the next piece of Gemara. Either way, so again, who asked the question? Rav Yaakov Arado. Who did he ask the question to? The great Rav. Amaleza, Rav told him, Mistabra Miskila Mamet. It's Mistaber that the Miyad is only a Miyad from Skila, but of course he's going to get Chenek. Now, why is it Mistaber? So it's Mistaber because it's Mistaber, right? Why should there be no Misa at all? But the Gemara says, Rav Yaakov Arado followed up to Rav and he says, I don't know that I agree. And even though in Svara I hear what you're saying, but let me make the following argument. Vaksniv, the Pasuk says, Umesu gam shneim. Now this Pasuk is talking about a regular Baal Eish HaSish, with Allah is that side the man, side the woman, the both chai misas bezdin. And that's indicative in this Pasuk. Umesu gam shneim. Said Rav Yaakov Arado, doesn't it sound a little bit like Achiyu shneim shavin, that maybe the only time there's a misas bezdin for the Baal is if the Niveles is also going to be Chai Misas Bezin. But in the event that she's a Ketana, being that she's not going to be Chai Misas Bezin, so you won't be able to be Mekayim this Pasuk, V'meisu gam shneim, Achiyu shneim shavim, so maybe there's going to be no Mis at all. And the truth is, Rashi says, this Pasuk was where Rav Yaakov Bar Ado was coming from when he cleared the Yibaya. And that's why the Yibaya was only Yibaya in Ketana Hamuras, Alibid Rameir, but it wasn't by a Baigeres, because a Baigeres, she would get Misa because she's a Gedoila. So it's Pashit then that the boy would get Misa as well. At the very least, Misa Schenek. The reason Rav Yaakov Bar Abba was clearing the Shaila by Ketana is because he knew his follow-up, right? Sometimes when you see Shaila in the Gemara, you're not so sure what the Stade HaShaila are. But from the follow-up question and the follow-up and Ben Benoisha follow-up, very often there is some clues. Says Rashi, the follow-up questioner of Yaakov Arado is the mafteach to understanding where he was coming from the chatchila. He was coming from the follow-up, Pashat. But either way, so he told Rav that even though in Svara I hear it should be in Beskilim and Mayitle, but can't you make the argument that it says in the Torah, Mesu Gam Shneim? So the Gemara says, when Rav heard this, Kedarkei ba'kodesh shasik Rav. Rav was quiet. So what does it mean, shasik Rav? So Kiyodua, the Chavos Yoar, in his famous tshuva Kuf Nun Beis, brings from the Ramami Pano, that the Ramami Pano said that Rav was a great mekubal, right? So we don't really know which Tanam and Amiram engaged in Chochmas Asoyt. There's very little indication in the Gemara itself to these inyonim. But the Ramami Pano was megalotas that the Amora Rav, in addition to being the great Amora, was also a great, great Mekobel. And wherever the Gemara says Shasik Rav, it means that Rav had something to say al pi nistar, but not al pi nigla. Meaning the answer to this question in Rav's mind was really in the world of Pnimius HaTaira, and Rav wasn't going to go there. We once spoke out from the Imre Bina in his Hakdama, Rameir Orbach, who says a Dover Nifla. He says that sometimes in Shas, Rav says something, and Rav Sheshes, who's a Talmud of Rav, said, Kadnayim v'shochiv Rav amal ha-shmaita. Meaning, it just seems so ridiculous what I just heard. He must have said it while he was sleeping, because it's not befitting of such a genius, such a guy in Torah, to say something like this. And at first glance, it's very hard to understand what Rav Sheshes might have meant. In fact, the Chavos Yoar, in that Shuva, Kuf Nun Beis, that's the Shuva that the Chavetz Chaim quotes, that Shuva where he talks about all these types of Gemaras, he's very bothered by that. What did Rav Sheshes mean when he says throughout Shas, Kanayim v'shochav Rav, Amal ha-shmaita? So the Imre Bina and the Akdama said, Api what the Ramami Pano said, that Rav was a great Mekobol. And whenever it says Shasik Rav, it means he had what to say, Api Kabbalah. So Kabbalah, we know the real Chochmas HaSoid, a person can't even come tzutu when he is awake and he's in a regular state. The Nevi'im, it was B'chaloy Madaberboy, and even the Mekubalim, they used to have certain Giluyim while they were sleeping, while they were in some sort of comatose state. Because when a person is B'chalachushim, like the Rambam says in Ilchas Yisoy De'Atayra, it's impossible for him to fathom the great mysteries of the world. So when Rav Sheshes would hear Rav say something that to him was Tamua, he would comment, Kadnayim V'shoch of Rav Amal. I think this is one of the Shasik Ravs that the Ramam Ipano was talking about. This must be something that you can't understand Alpi Nigla, but you can only understand Alpi Nister. And if that's the case, when did he come to this? Kadnayim V'shochiv Rav. Because that's when the Tzadikim, that's when the Nevi'im would have their great Giluim. But either way, we digress a little bit. So again, so this is the question Rav Yaakov Rada asked Rav. And when Rav heard the question, Shasik Rav, Amash Shmuel. So Shmuel heard this exchange. And he said, my time is Shasik Rav. I don't know why Rav had to be quiet. Meaning, Rav could have answered Alpi Nigla. There's a good answer to this. The name of it, you know what he should have told him? It says in the Torah, Umeso ish, asher shochav imo levadai. Now this pasuk is talking about somebody that's ma'anes a naira murasa. Just to read the pasuk. Then basada yimtso ha'ish asher a naira murasa, v'hechzik bo ha'ish v'shochav imo, umeso ish asher shochav imo levadai. And then the pasuk continues and says, the famous pasuk, V'la naira loy sasedover, ein la naira chet moves, ki kashi yokum ish arayeyu ritzochay nefesh, kein adover azeh. Right, if the naira murasa is a willing partner to this avera, so she too is chayiv misa. But to the extent that he found her basada and he was ma'aneser, so then the shochav imo, as opposed to the lenayr loy sasadov. Now Shmuel said this word levadai is extra. Umeso isha sheshochav imo levadai. Why is it extra? Because I see from the hemshech the lenayr loy sasadov. So if it would say umeso isha sheshochav imo and not say that word levadai, I would know it's only him and not her. That's the next pasuk in the Torah. So why did the Torah say levadai? So Shmuel said, I think there's something extra over here. You know what the pasuk is coming to say? That there's a concept that sometimes you'll give the boy a Mises Bezin, even though the Nivellus is not going to give Mises Bezin. Now, this pasuk is talking about a Naira, Hamurasa, Shenensa. But an Eino Inyan to this case, Tneo Inyan to a case where someone's born a Ktana Hamurasa, and I would think that the word levadai is coming to be Marba, that the halacha is that in that case, the boil is going to be Chayim Misa. So again, the question was, according to Rav Meir, if someone's born a Ketana Marasa, what's going to be the halacha? Is it going to be Chayim Misa or not? Meaning, we know there's no skila. That sheet is Rav Meir. But the question is, will there be a Misa or will there not be a Misa? Rav said in Svara, there should be a Misa. I don't see why in Svara it should be any different. The Gemara says, Rav Yaakov Rada told Rav, what about the Pasuk Umesu Gam Shneyem? It sounds a little bit like maybe Achiyu Shneyem. Rav was quiet. Shmuel said he could have countered with another pasuk. Meaning, Rav's coming me svara, but if you want to counter your pasuk of umesnu gam shneim, I have a good way to counter. I have a pasuk that says levadai. Now, the pasuk levadai is talking about something else, but I'm enoy inyan, tneyo inyan, and it's certainly me inyan, le inyan, but it's inyan, right? It's the same sugya. So I think the word levadai should be a good counter. Either way, the Gemara says ketanoi. That really, as it relates to darshaning these two psukim, where the drush contradicts itself, right? Umesu gam shneyem sounds like achiyu shneyem shochen. Whereas umesu isha achashochavim levadai sounds like there's a concept that sometimes only the boy will be chayim misa, even though the novellus is not chayim misa. You find already tanon debated these two psukim mamish. What's this background? Where is this machlekes tanon? It's a brisa. It says in the Torah umesu gam shneyem achiyu shneyem shochen divrei Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yonasan Noimer, Umeso Ish Hashashachav Imoy, Levadai. Literally, this machoikis with regards to this exact shot. Says the Gemara of Idoch, Ahi Umeso Gam Shneem, my Darishvei. Meaning, Rabbi Yonasan, who said Umeso Ish Hashashachav Imoy, Levadai. So, what does he do with the Pasik of Umeso Gam Shneem? Amar Rava, Rava said, Lemute Chidudim. It's coming to me in Mayit, something else. It's coming to me in Mayit. If somebody's ba an anashas ish, or if someone's ba an naira murasa, but he was ba aleo derech evarim. So he wasn't ba aleo bia kedarka, it was also not even bia shaloi kedarka. It was derech evarim. So in that case, the halach is, he's not going to be chayiv misa. And it's learned out from umesu gam shneim. And the way Rashi explains the drash is, umesu gam shneim means not that they both have to be chayiv misa. Because al zeh nemar levadoi. But umesa gam shneim is coming to tell me that the only time there's a chiv misa for the boil is if they both have hana. If they don't both have hana, so then there's not going to be a chiv. Umesa gam shneim, they both have to have hana. Derech yidudim, the boil has hana, the nevelis does not have hana. Rashi asks Akasha that by bi'ah shelo kedarka, the nevelis also doesn't have hana. But Rashi says that's not shver, because for that we have a riboy, mishke ve'isha, which is the riboy for bi'ah shelo kedarka being considered bi'ah in kol ha'teira kula. But the point is that Mesu Gam Shem is going to be marbe that inyan. Says the Gemara v'idach, Rabbi Yonason, how does he know that Maisa Chidudim is not considered a Biyah? He doesn't need to know from anywhere, because he holds Maisa Chidudim Lav Kumi. That's not a Maisa Biyah. Biyah is either Kedarka Shaloi Kedarka, but to the extent that all it is Derech Evarim, so that's not considered a Biyah. Says the Gemara v'idach, Chai Levadim Haidarish Bey, Rabbi Yonason or Rabbi Yoshia, that darshin umesu gam shneim achiyu shneim shavim. So what does he do with the word levado? So the Gemara says, Gedetanya, he used it to teach me a halacha that was taught in the following brayse. So we're talking about, again, somebody that was born in Naira Murasa. But not one person was born in Naira Murasa. 10 people were born this Naira Murasa. Vadayini besula. But she's still a besula. So how's it possible? How could it be that 10 people were born that she's a besula? They were all ba shalei kedarka, right? Bia shalei kedarka is considered a bia. And she's going to maintain her psulim. So what would be if they're all going to be chayiv skila? Because at the end of the day, all 10 of these people could check off the four boxes. Naira, psula, murasa, bibeve, savia. Which one would you think not? Besula, but being that all the bias were shalei kedarka, so therefore they're going to all be bias that are going to be mechayit. Rabbi Yoim and Rabbi Sned, harishon beskila, v'kula mechenek. Only the first one is going to get skila, everyone else is going to get chenek. How does Rabbi know this? And why should it even be that way? It's because he learns this drush of levade. Levade teaches me that there's a concept of levade, that one boil is going to be chayiv, all the other boils are not going to be chayiv. So from levade, we don't learn that the only time the boil could be chayiv misa is if the nevelis is also chayiv misa. Lemute, let's say someone that's born a k'tayra murasa, alibi de rameyos. Come teach me something else. That's only the first person that's born on the naya murasa that's going to be chayiv, even if she's still a besula afterwards, because that one beer was a beer shloi kedarka. It doesn't matter. The first one's going to be chayiv. Everyone else is not going to be chayiv. Me inyan le inyan, the Gemara goes and digresses a little bit. Tanu rabbono. Says in the Torah, "Bas ishkayin ki secha liznois." So, what's this pasuk talking about? It's talking about bas ishkayin. So, she's a bas kayin that was mezana. So, ordinarily, a bas yisrael that's mezana, ishesish, chenek, naira hamurasa, if you fit into that specific category, then it's going to be skila. When it comes to a bas kayin, there it's reifa. Now, really, the hakdama to this part of the Gemara is a sugi that we went through in very, very great detail, and that is a big machlokes tanam. When exactly the halacha of bas koyin was said? Is it true by ish, who's a regular nesua, and by the naira murasa? Maybe it's only true by the nesua. It's not true by the naira murasa. Maybe it's even only true by the naira murasa. It's not true by the nesua. So this is an inyan that the Gemara discussed in great detail earlier in the parak. The Gemara is going to revisit it mamish briefly in a minute. But either way, ubas ish koyin ki secha liznois. Rabbi says tchila. That when it says in the Torah ki secha liznois, the word secha means tchila. Now, pashep sha pshutei shal mikra, secha is miloshin chilol, as in mechalolea moisumas, right? You could be mechal Shabbos, you could be mechal the mikdash, you could be mechal Hashem, right? Chilol Hashem. This is a chilol of her kahuna. That's what's going on over here. And Rebbe knows that. But Rebbe's saying there's like a double meaning. Pun intended. Kisecha means miloshen chilo. It also means miloshen chilo. So Rebbe says the Torah is coming to tell me something about chilo. This parasha bas koyin is true when this is like a tchila de gebiya. We'll see what that means. V'chein u'oimer. And Rebbe said, I have a zustal to this. U'meso ish asher shachav imay levade. So the Gemara asks the obvious kasha. Two word kasha. My comma. What's poshid pshat in Rebbe? Right. This is a very, very cryptic statement from Rebbe. What does this even mean? Again, the words. U'bas ish koyin kisecha lizanis Rebbe u'oimer tchila. What does that mean? V'chein u'oimer u'meso ish asher shachav imay levade. What does that mean? So the Gemara says, Amar Avuna Brei Rabbi Yeshua. Rebbe k'Rabbi Shmuel Sfirla. I'll tell you pshat in Rebbe. Rebbe held like Rabbi Shmuel. Amar, who held earlier in the perek, Arusa Yotzel, the Sreifa Loi Nesua, that the only time a Bas Koyin gets Sreifa is if she was an Arusa. But if she's a Nesua, not today. Rabbi Shmuel was one of the three Shitas that we had. Rabbi Shmuel holds that Dafka, Bas Koyin, Naira Murasa, gets the special halacha of Sreifa. He holds Sreifa Chamura, as we saw earlier in the parak. But the point is, it's only the arusa, as opposed to the nesua, she gets a regular din of chenek. Okay, v'hochi kamar, and this is what Rebbe meant to say. Im tchilas bia biznos bisreifa. If this is her first bia, meaning she's a naira murasa, and one of the tanoim of naira murasa, as we saw in the Mishnah, this is a tanoim that everybody agrees with, is that she has to be a besula. So in the event that she's a besula, right, it's a pasuk in the Torah, she has to be a besula, which would mean now this was the first nos. Right? This is the Tchilas Bia, because she was a psula up until this point. So if the Tchilas Bia was Biznus, so then the Halach is Bisrefa, then and only then is she going to be Chayiv Srefa of a Be'idach. But if this is not her first Bia, because she's a regular, a Nesua, she's a Ba'ula, at that point, Bechenek, she's going to get Chenek, which is the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel, that the only time a Bas Kohen goes from up to Srefa is if she's the Naira Hamurasa. If, however, she would be a regular Suwa, then not. Says my Bechein. Okay, what was the Hemshach? So we understand what Kisechel Tchilo means, right? Seichel means Tchilo, but Rebbe's being Moisnif, it also means Tchilo. What's the Tchilo? We just explained that. Okay, what's then the Hemshach? My Bechein, Kihasam. He's telling to a Pasek. What's the Pasek? Now that pasuk is talking about somebody that was ma'anasa naira murasa, but it's the parasha naira murasa, right? Which, according to the way Rebbe's explaining, the parasha bas kohen is really the same parasha, because he's saying Shitas Rabbi Shmuel that the bas kohen is only going to get upgraded to sreifa if she was a naira hamurasa. So what's the v'chein ki hasam? He's showing to. Just like there, ma'hasam betchilas bia kamishtoy kra, right? Just like as it relates to the naira murasa, it's the ersh tabia, because if it's not the ersh tabia, she's not going to be a naira murasa. Hachanami betchilas bia kamishtoy kra. So too over here, and that's where Rebbe was telling to. He was telling to that just like in the parish of naira murasa, it's tafkid betchilas bia. So too when it comes to the baskayin, it's betchilas bia. And really, what he was saying was saying shitas Rabbi Shmuel. Just explain the Gemara drop better. Rebbe l'shitasa in the previous brisa that the Gemara brought. Said that in the event that 10 people would be born a Naira Murasa, meaning the first 9 for sure, Bia Shalei Kedarka, so the halacha is even then, the first person and only the first person would be Chayiv Skila, but everybody else would be Chayiv Chenek, because it's the Tchila, it's the first Bia. And how did he know that? We know this from the word Levadai, right? That's what the Gemara said in the previous Cheshbon. It's learned that from Levadai, and that's the Tzushtal over here. The Tzushtal is that the only time there's a Chayiv is, number one, if she's not a Miras, the Shitas Rabbi Shmuel, but with this Tosefes Knech, and that is, it has to be the Tchilas Bia. If it's not the Tchilas Bia, there's not going to be a Chayiv. So the Gemara says that after Rav Huna B'Reid Rav Yeshua said that this is what Rebbe meant, this cryptic statement of Rebbe was coming to tell me Shitas Rabbi Yishmael, with his Hoysofa that it has to be the first Bia Mamish. So Amalei Rabbi Barabaya told Rav Huna B'Reid Rav Yeshua, Mar Loi Hachi Amar, I hear you upshad, but you know the Rebbe said differently. Umanoi, who's the Rebbe? Rav Yosef. So we know that Abaya is Rebbe's Rabbi Yosef. This is Rabibi Bar Abaya. Interesting saying that the Rebbe, as in Rabbi Yosef, said differently. What did Rabbi Yosef say? He said that Rebbe ki Rameir's feeling. He wanted to know Rebbe is Rebbe holds like Rameir. Which Rameir? We had this Rameir also earlier in the parak. The Omar who holds Nisus Lachem and Absulim Yisos Bechenek, that in the event that Abbas Koyin was married, only the Shitas Rabbi Shmuel. Meaning, let's assume now that Abbas Koyin, even if she's a regular Eishas, she's a regular Nusu, what Allah is, she's supposed to get Chenek. But the only, she's supposed to get Treif. But the only time that's true is if she's married to Akasha. But if she was Nisus Lachem and Absulim, then Misos Bechenek, then the Allah is, she's going to get chenek only if she's married to a kosher. That's what Rebbe was saying. So when Rebbe said his words that ubasish koin kisecha liznois tchila, you know what he wanted to say? Not Rabbi Shmuel, who's a chiddush in the sugya of bas koin, but Rameir, who's also a chiddush, but a different chiddush. That nisus leechem and aksherim, that's when that loch is reifa, but nisus leechem and absulim not. V'alchi kama, how does it fit in the words? Im tchilas achalto biznus. If the tchila, the first chilul, came about al yidei this nus, because she wasn't a chalala before that, because this eishes ish is married to a kosher, a meyuchis. Oh, in that instance, that's when you have the halacha sreifa. So again, it's a play on words. It's seichel and tchila, but it's one and the same. That if this chilul that happened now is the tchilas hachilul, that's when you're gonna have this halacha. Kamash malon shitas rameh, says the Gemara. Umay v'chein, what then is v'chein? And the way Rashi explains my v'chein, that bishloim in the first pshat of the Gemara of Unabreid Rabbi Yeshua, so then the v'chein is very good, because the kisechel means the ersh tabia, just like in that posik, someone that's born in Naira Murasa, it meant the ersh tabia, right? And even if she's still a besula, But it's the 10th beer, it doesn't matter. You're not going to be chayef, right? It's stavka the erste beer. So the tushtel of the vade was a very good tushtel, but now this is already a whole different inyan. Here, the kisechel is talking about the tchilas hachilu, not this beer, this maises nos, as opposed to the pasuk that we're telling to, which is referring to the first beer, right? It's two different things. The kisechel is the tchilas hachilu, and the levada in the parasha Naim Arasa is the erste beer. It's not the same chil. So the Gemara says, you're right. What does the vechein mean? Simon ba'am. You're just telling to tchila. Tap Rashi. Ubetchila shum dover akosim medaber. The tchilas chilu miya hava. This is a tchilas chilu. That's a tchilas miya. It was just like a tushtel, right? What does it mean, simon ba'am, literally? When the Gemara brings a simon. Right? What is a simon in the Gemara? It's a mnemonic. It's a way to remember what's going on. So Rebbe just wanted you to remember this halacha. So he says, Seichel's milosh and tchila. You want a marmokim, a good way to remember this? Think of that sugi of levadik. I mean, it's a rather cryptic statement, but built into this cryptic statement has this simon of how you should remember what exactly the toichen of what it is Rebbe said. And thus we conclude the first part of today's daf. Second part of the daf is going to discuss the halachos of the mesis and the mediach. By the way, the third part of today's daf is going to return to the previous program. We're going to go back to the sugya of kishuf. But regardless, the next part of the daf talks about the mesis and the mediach. So what's a mesis and mediach? Loosely translated, this is someone that coerces somebody else to be oved avodah zarah. What's the difference between mesis and mediach? Right? They're synonyms of each other. Mesis, mediach, are they one and the same? Obviously not. A mesis is someone that coerces a yochid to be oved avodah zarah. A mediach is someone that coerces a rabbin to be oved avodah zarah. Or more accurately, the Gemara is going to say, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, a madiach is someone that convinces a whole city or rov of a city. Madiche irani dachas shanuka. That's the taitch of a madiach. But obviously they're both me'inya le'inya ba'isinya. Additionally, as it relates to the sugya of meso madiach, we already learned this tzazamen earlier in the Mesechta, the Nachash HaKadmoini was a mesis, so we went through already a little bit of rate, so Bezus Hashem, we'll do what we do now. Zokta Hilga Mishnah, HaMesnes, as it relates to a mesis, he too is listed amongst the Elohim Aneskal Mischaivski law. So what is a mesis? Ze Hedyet. That's a Hedyet. As opposed to what? So the Gemara is going to say, as opposed to a Navi. There would have been a Havamina, that maybe a mesis is someone that's like a Navi. He claims that God came to him and he revealed himself to him and now he's being mesis. Kamashmua, no. A mesis is a hedyet. And by the way, we'll see in the Gemara, not only is it not dafka a Navi, it's lehedyet not a Navi. A Navi that's mesis is a whole different sugya and he's not even chayiv skila, as we're going to see. Additionally, v'am mesis es a hedyet. The only time a mesis is chayiv is if he's mesis a hedyet. So again, Hamesis zehedit, the Hamesis etzahedit. The Gemara will explain. Omar. So now we are going to go into the mind of the Mesis and talk a little bit about what Nusach he would have to say when he's doing his thing. So let's say he says, Yesh Yira b'makom ployni. You should know, there's a Yira, there's an Avodah Zarah, there's a Getchke b'makom ployni. Kach Cheles, this is the way he eats. Kach Shoyse, this is the way he drinks. Kach Mativa, Kach Maria, this is the way he does good to you, this is the way he does bad to you. By the way, the Teres Chaim on this Gemara says that, why does it have to be b'makom ployni? Why can't it be like right here? So he says, most Mesisim, when they talk about their Avodah Zarah, it's always b'makom ployni, right? Because if it's here, then you'll be able to test it out and you're going to see it's not Mativa, it's not Maria, it's not a Cheles, it's not Shoyse. So the standard script of the Masons is, oh, it's been mokum ployni. You have to, you know, cross seven seas, but, you know, somewhere there you should know this getchka there. Bottom line is, if he does this, this is going to be considered Mason. Now, the truth is, the Rishonim say this is Inka Chasim and Asefer. Right? If a person says that, he's not Chayv Skila. Person walks in one day, takes Medrash, he says, you should know, Yenem Ekveld in the Far East, there's a Yira, Kach Echeles, Kach Shoisa, Kach Mativa, Kach Miri. You're not a Mason. What do you have to do? You have to tell the guy, I'm telling you right now, this is where you want to be, right? Book the next flight. If you say that, now you're talking. Now already you sound like a mesis. It's obvious. But for whatever reason, the Mishnah omitted that part of the narrative, which is, of course, the punchline. Because if you don't try to convince the person to do the Avodah Zarah, they're not going to be considered a mesis. Mishnah continues and says, Kol chayvim misa shebetayro. As it relates to all people that are chayvim misa, ein machminen aleihem. You don't ambush them. Chutz mizu, as opposed to the maces. So the maces we would set up. Meaning, if we had a guy that we suspect is being maces, we would actually go out of our way, we would set up. Meaning, let's say you know someone that you think is being Michal Shabbos. So you're not going to set him up, right? Watch him and get him to do a boirer and boom, bring him into Beis Din. It's not something you're going to do. But when it comes to the maces, they used to be mach min aleim. They would literally ambush him. Amar l'shnayim. What would be if the maces goes over to two people and he tries convincing them to be Oved Avodah Zarah? Hein Eidav. They themselves could be the Eidim. Meaning, even though you would say they're Negei Bedover, right? They're the ones that were actually being coerced. True, but at the same time, they could put on another hat now that represents the fact that they're Eidim, and that in and of itself is going to be okay. They would bring him to Bezin, and they would give him, let's say someone goes over to one person, tries to be maces. Now, the one person can't be an Eid, because all he is an Eid Echad. Now, we just said you can ambush him, right? So this is how you would set it up. Hu Oimer, this person, the Musas, should now tell the Maces, Yeshli Chaverim, Roitzim Bekem. Meaning, I have friends that maybe also would be interested. Meaning, maybe, see if you could talk, put together a small chabura, right? Some of my closest friends will make a little meeting, and we could talk about it over drinks. Now, im hayarum, if this guy says the Mishnah was a clever guy, then what he would probably say is that, you know, I'm not so comfortable talking in front of them. And the reason is because, I don't know, how do I know I can trust them? I trust you, but I don't know if I trust them. Maybe these people are going to take me to Bez, and the next thing I know, right, I'm on death row. So what they would then do is meaning what this person should then do, milchatchila, try to get him to be a maces in a public gathering. At least he can have Eidim. But to the extent that he's Arum, he's a clever guy, then you have to do the ambush. They would set up Eidim on the other side of a fence. And this Musas would tell the maces, you know, Amar Masha Amar Tabiyichu, tell me again what you had told me that one time. And he tells him, what the Musas is supposed to respond is, what are you crazy? You expect me to do this, right? You're supposed to start quoting all those psukim. Now, if the mace is chayz at that point, there is a mutav. Great. Then Omar, kachi chayvaseinu. No, we have an obligation to do this. Kachi ofelanu. This is good for us. Then the people that were standing on the other side of the fence, all of a sudden they pop up. They were taken to Bezin. The cyclone. I mean, there's a little bit of a trial in between, but to the extent that he's found to be guilty, they would give him skill. The Gemara is going to bring a brisa that's going to expound on this a little bit. If somebody says, Evoid Eilech, let me go be Oved Avodah Zarah, or Eilech the Evoid, let me go and be Oved Avodah Zarah. Neilech v'navoid, he goes up to someone and says, let's go together be Oved Avodah Zarah. Azabeach, I'm going to go Shech Avodah Zarah. Eilech v'azabeach, I'm going to go and Shech Avodah Zarah. Neilech v'nazabeach, let's go together and Shech Avodah Zarah. Akter, I'm going to do Akhtar Avodah Zarah. Eilech v'akter, Neilech v'nakter. Anasech, I'm going to do Nisuch. Eilech v'anasech, Neilech v'nanasech. Ishtachave, Eilech v'shtach v'neilech v'nishtachave. What is all this? These are all examples of nuschais that if somebody would tell this to someone, he would be considered a mason. So the Gemara, Hamason is a hedyet. So the Mishnah started and said, Hamason is a hedyet, the Hamason is a hedyet. Right? So the word hedyet plays itself out in two ways as it relates to the maces. Number one, the maces has to be a hedyet. And number two, the one that the maces is being maces also has to be a hedyet. So the Gemara says, as it relates to the maces being a hedyet, time of the hedyet, sounds like the only time there's a chiyuv skila is to the extent that he's a hedyet. Han Navi, but if he would be a Navi, bechenek, then he wouldn't be chayiv skila, he would only be chayiv kenek. The maces has a hedyet, as it relates to now the musas also being a hedyet, time of the yachid, you know what that's coming to teach me? Only if it's a hedyet, hedyet here means something else. Doesn't mean as opposed to a Navi, it means as opposed to a rabbin, only if he's a yachid. A rabbin bechenek. But if it would be a rabbin, so someone's maces a rabbin, then you wouldn't be chayiv skila, be chayiv chenek, masisa mani. And if this is pshat in the Mishnah, who is the Tana Mishnah? Reb Shimoni, it's Reb Shimoni. Tanya, we to the Brayso, a novi shadiach beskila. If a novi is madiach, is chayiv skila. Reb Shimon oimer, chenek. No. Reb Shimon says a novi is bechenek. Madich eir anidachas beskila. If someone tries coercing eir anidachas, he gets dissolved beskila. Reb Shimon oimer bechenek. Whereas Reb Shimon says bechenek. In other words, the Gemara is understanding now, hamesis a hedyet means as opposed to a novi. If hamesis has a hedyet means as opposed to eir anidachas. What's then the Mishnah saying? A Navi Shehesis is not Skila. Irani Dachas, that's the Musos. The Mace is not going to be Chayv Skila. What does this even mean? Oh, probably Rav Shimon, because we have a Mefurish Abraisa where Rav Shimon says that a Navi that's Mace is Chayv Chenek, and if someone's Mace Irani Dachas, he's Chayv Chenek, that's probably Shana in the Mishnah. Ha Mace a Hedyet, Ha Mace has a Hedyet. It's Rav Shimon Shita, because that's the only time the Skila. What would it be if it's not Hedyet and Hedyet? What would it be if it's Navi or if it's a Rabbin? in Iran it achas be misa, but be chenet. But the Gemara says I have one problem with this because in the sefer, take a look at the sefer, and the sefer is the next mishnah. Hamediach, right? We said there's a mason and a mediach. So what's a mediach? That ha'im neilich v'nabe the vidus kechavim. That's someone that coerces and convinces a rabbin to be oyved avoy the zara. From Rabbi Yom Rabbi, who doesn't say the name of Rabbi? We mentioned this. Madiche ir hanidachas shonu. That it means someone that convinces an ir hanidachas. So again, a mesis is someone that convinces a yachid, or madich is someone that convinces an ir hanidachas. Now it's the next mishnah. What does it mean if it's the next mishnah? It means it's included in the Elohim haniskalin. So you see that if someone is a mesis to an ir hanidachas, he is going to be chayiv skilo. Also, the rabbanon. That sounds like the rabbanon. Because according to Rabbi Shimon, it's chenek. So, afraid to Gemara, Reisha Rabbi Shimon, v'sefer Rabbanon. Does it make sense? Meaning, if Hamesis has a head, it means, as opposed to a Rabbin Vamani Rabbi Shimon, that holds that if someone's Mesis, and Nidachas, he's chayv chenek, then I have a stira between the two Mishnayas. Because this Mishnah says that if someone's Mesis, and Nidachas, he's chayv chenek. And the next Mishnah says, it's impossible, I'm just one line to the next, that if someone's Mesis, and Nidachas, he's a Madiach, and he is chayv skilo. So, Reisha Rabbanon, v'sefer Rabbi Shimon, v'sefer Rabbanon, has no Havana. So the Gemara says, Ravina, Amir Ravina said, no, Kula Rabbanani. Really, it's all the Rabbanani. You can't say Hamani Rab Shimon. It's impossible because you see from the next Mishnah, not. And when it says Vamesa Sahedi, it means what we thought it meant, which is as opposed to an Er Nidachas. Veloizu Afsuktani. And the way you have to read it is Loizu Afsu. What does that mean? Loizu, if someone is Mesis as a Hedyet, a Yachid is the Halacha, he's Chayiv Skila, that's for sure. But Afsu, even if someone's Mesa Rabim, he's going to be Chayiv Skila. Meaning, a Mesa is a Hedye, La Fuke a Rabim, not because a Rabim is not Skila. That's not. And if you would stop here, if you wouldn't have the next Mishnah, that's what you would think. You have to see the two Mishnahs together, right? You have to look at them as a unit. A Mesa is a Hedye, is Skila. The Mesa is a Iranidachas is Skila. And why do you need to tell me both? And it's not just why do you need to tell me both. Once I know that someone that's Mesis as a Rabbim is Chayiv Skila, for sure someone that's Mesis the Yachid is Chayiv Skila. Why is it a for sure? Because Rav Shimon knows that when you Mesis a Rabbim, you're not Chayiv Skila, but when you Mesis a Yachid, you are Chayiv Skila. The answer to that is sometimes the Tana says things it didn't have to say. Right, so in the Niggin, the famous Tiferes Yisrael, but the bottom line is sometimes this is the way the Tana talks, and that's what's going on over here. So again, the Hamesis as a Hedya means what we thought it meant. And that is someone that's Mesis a Yachid is Chayiv Skilo. But not as opposed to someone that's being Mesis a Rabbim is not Chayiv Skilo. Because I know from the next mission, someone's Mesis a Rabbim, he is Chayiv Skilo. For us in the Rabban, now the Rav Shimon who tackles someone that's Mesis a Rabbim is Chayiv Chenek. Why then are you mentioning the Yachid independently and then the Rabbim independently? And the Kashas just say Rabbim and I'll know Kavu Chaymer Yachid. What's the Kavu Chaymer based on Shitas Rav Shimon? Because Rav Shimon knows that the Rabbim is Chenek and the Yachid is Skilo. So if I know that the Rabbim is Skilo, it's true. Loizu afsuk tani. Rapapa said a different shot. He said, "Kik tani mesis zehedyet lahachmana." When we say that mesis zehedyet means something else, it doesn't mean yochid as opposed to Rabbim, because then you're going to run into problems with the next mishnah. Reb Shimon loizu afsuk. That's not what's going on over here. Rapapa said, "I'm going to tell you a different shot. When we say that mesis zehedyet, what it means is that we treat this person that you're being mesis as if he's a hedyet, as if he's a billiger person. Meaning, ordinarily, there's a certain maila sa'adam, a certain chashiva sa'adam, that even the person that's being accused of doing something he wasn't supposed to do is treated. Right? We treat him with a certain chashiva, not this guy. The mesis we treat like a hedyet. And the background to this is really the Mishnah, the Gemara is going to bring it from a braisa that's a little bit more expressive. The tan lahachmono, and it's coming to specifically allude to the idea that will ambush him. These are things you don't do ordinarily, but here we're going to do it. It's based on the following braisa. The tanya v'shar kol chavi mises Shabbatayra, as it relates to all the people that Chayim Misa in the Torah, Emach Minan Ali, we're never going to ambush them. Chutz Mizu, with the exception of the Mesa. Ketzad, Oysen Loi, what do we do? Madlik Loi, Saner, Bebe, Sapnimi. They would light a Ner in the inner house. So wherever this is going to go down, in that house, it was lit. And then there was like an outer chamber, an outer room. And in that outer room, the Edom were, right? They're watching like from one of these walls, that you can, mirrors that you can only see from one side, right? Kadesh Nayu, Hein Royan, Oysai, Vishayman Eskai Loi, Abevahu Ein Eroya Oysa. Meaning, we want that the Edom should be able to see the Mesis doing his thing, but at the same time, the Mesis shouldn't see the Edom, because if he sees the Edom, he's going to chicken out. He's not going to do what we're actually trying to get him to do. And we would tell the Musis to tell the Mesis, Amar Masha Amar Tli B'Yichud. He's supposed to tell him, this is all the Mishnah Mutav. It's good. The bottom line is, we're treating this Mesis like a chash of a guy. No, we're treating him like a hedyot, and that's what the Mishnah means when it says the Mesis is a hedyot. Nothing to do with Reb Shimon. There's no stira from the following Mishnah. Now, just one thing that needs to be highlighted as it relates to this Gemara. I mean, there's a lot here, the sugyas of Mesis, but Sanhedrin Samech Zayin Amar Aleph is an often quoted daf in the Red Bites, and the reason is because the Gemara says that when they would ambush the Mesis, so what would they do? They would have the Mesis and the Musas in a room, and that room was lit up. Madlikin loy asaner bebeis hapnimi. Umbayshivin loy eidem bebeis hachitzayin, so that they should be able to see what's going on. But the Braisa goes out of its way to tell us that the room where the Hasasa is going down was a room that was lit up. Why does it have to be lit up? Rashi asks the Kasha. Hein royanoisa. It's so that they should be able to see him, right? The Gemara said. It's Rashi, two lines before the Mishnah. Because if the Edom are not going to be able to see the Mesis doing this thing, they won't be able to say Edus to be Mechayiv and Miso. Even if they hear the Mesis, the Matzi Lameimah, because the person could always say, it was not me. So we need that there should be a light in the room where the Mesis is doing his thing, because otherwise, how could the Edom prosecute him? If they don't see him, right, you can't say Edus if you don't see the guy. So they have to be able to see him. Shtautzach the Shaila. What do you mean? Why do you have to see him? Why can't I recognize his voice? I know it's him. I know his voice. Right? There are certain people that are very recognizable by their voices. So I know his voice. So this is his voice. This is for sure him. What's the difference if I see him or if I heard him? L'chari, that should be okay. And really, the punchline of the Kasha is that we know the Gemara throughout Chas talks about Tfias Ayin Dekoil. And it's a very real thing in the Sugyas of Shlichos. Right, the Gemara says, how do you know Tfias Ayin Dekoil works? Because otherwise, Heich Suma Mutebe Ishtar. How's a Suma Mutebe Ishtar? He can't see his wife. How do you know it's his wife? The Teretz is Tfias Ayin Dekoil. So you know there's something called Tfias Ayin Dekoil. So Fregin, the Gedoyli Achroin, and the Ktois Tinesivus, everybody, what's going on over here? Why do you need that the Or should be lit in the Bayas Ap? Rashi says, What happened to Tfiyasai in the call? And the Ktois is Meichiach from here. It's in Pei Aleph, I think Yud Beis or Yud Gimel. He's Meichiach from here that you see that Tfiyasai in the call, even though it works with regards to the laws of Isva Heter, it does not work when it comes to Hilchas Eidos. Hilchas Eidos you have to see. And if all you did was hear, it's not going to be considered an Eidos. So Tfiyasai in the call works. But when it comes to Eidos, there you need already a higher standard of Birur. And Tfiyas Ayin Dekoil is already not going to work. Now, there's a big shaila, and this is Machlokes Ksois and Sivus. Is it only true by Dinei Nefashes? Sha'al Ze'on Udonin over here when it comes to the Mesis. What about by Dinei Mamanis? So if it comes to a shaila of Dinei Mamanis, over there would you be able to use Tfiyas Ayin Dekoil or not? This was something that came up in the Aguna Shailas. I think Aguna's part 4. We talked out a tshuva from Rabbi Vadia, who talked about Tfiyas Ayin Dekoil. That was a very big deal in terms of some in general Aguna Shailas, specifically September 11th Aguna Shailas. And by the way, in a world of artificial intelligence in a world of AI that we're living in now, we can appreciate a little bit why Tfiyas Ayin Dekoil and Tfiyas Ayin Dekameras and all these things, you know, overnight turned into shtissim adlokshin. It's an incredible thing, but we're seeing what it means, the value of having a real aid who sees something with his fleshiga oigin and walks into Bezin and says, this is what I saw. Right, you would think it's a primitive way of saying aid this. Well, it turns out this is actually the only way you can be Mavar is something, because otherwise, with the world of deep fakes, you don't even know what's what anymore. Regardless, we're talking too much. There's no finish the fight there. So we go from the Mesis now to the Madiach. And as we'll see, we're going to talk about Kishuf now. Nachamol, the Madiach. So what's a Madiach? So again, Mesis and Madiach. It sounds like it's the same, almost. Mesis is someone that coerces a Yachid. A Madiach is Zeho Oimer Neilech Venavid Avoides Kechavim. And the Gemara is going to bring Rabbi Yudah Merav's Memritz and Sveitamol. It means not just like a group of five. It means an Irani Dachas. HaMechashev. What about Kishev? So a Mechashev is also Chayev Skilo. So a Mois, a Maisa, someone does a Maisa Kishev, Chayev, he's going to be Chayev. If this person is not actually doing a Maisa, not doing anything, he's just creating an illusion of some sort, and he's making you think that he did something, but he didn't physically do anything, in that case, he's not going to be Chayev Skilo. There are two people that can pluck cucumbers with kishuf. interesting activity, but you're being loiket kishuin and you're doing it with kishuin. Echad loiket pater, echad loiket chayev. And one of them can be pater from misa, the other one's going to be chayev. What does it depend on? Ha'oisa maisa chayev. The one that did a maisa is going to be chayev. Ha'oichas asoinayim. The one who did it with achiz asoinayim, pater, he's going to be pater. So the madiach first. Amar avidu marah, madiach yonidach ashanu ka. So we're going to begin now a discussion that's going to be Malavos pretty much until the end of the parak. Some classic Gemaras coming up. Again, we're making a Haschalah Be'ez Hashem tomorrow night. So Shabbos Kodesh will go right there. Says the Gemara, Michashefa. It says in the Torah, Michashefa lo yisachaya. Where does it say it? Parshas Mishpatim. It says it in this week's parsha. It says Michashefa lo yisachaya. Now Michashefa is an akeva, a female. But really, the Brisa says Echado Ishva Echado Isha. It's not dafka true for a mechashefa. It's true for the mechashefa as well. Imke matam aloim a mechashefa. So why does it say mechashefa? Mepnei sheroiv noshim mitzuyois bikshofim. Because most noshim are mitzuyois bikshofim. Interesting. It doesn't say most mechashvim are noshim. It says roiv noshim mitzuyois bikshofim. Misasim b'ma. What is the misa of the mechashefa? Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Rabbi Yosi Aglili said. Nemekan, it says mechashefa loisachayv. Nemel halon, it says loisachayv kol neshama. Where does it say that? When the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael, so they were told they had to eradicate any member of the seven nations. Loisachayv kol neshama. So we say, mal halon besayiv. How were they killing everybody? They were killing everybody. Besayiv. Rashi says that it's not just an assumption. It's a pasuk. Vayakeo Yisrael lefi charev. So we know what happened with a saif. Avkan besayiv. So too, a mechashefa saif saif. Rabbi Kiva says, nemekan mechashefa loisachayv. It says here, loisachayv. Nemel halon says in behemah nishlo yichyeh. So where does it say that? That pasuk is talking about by Maimed Har Sinai. So loisigabai, right? No one's allowed to go near the mountain, not a person, not a behemoth. And if someone does, lo yichya. And what was the misa over there? It was skila. So ma'la halom beskila, afkam beskila. So it's machlokes Rabbi Yosi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva, whether the mechashef or the mechashefa get skila, or whether the mechashef and the mechashefa get saif. According to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, it's saif. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's going to be skila. Rabbi Yosi told Rabbi Akiva. Now, what were the respective makaris? Rabbi Yosi Aglili said, it says mechashef loisachaya, it says loisachaya kol neshama. What did Rabbi Akiva say? It says mechashef loisachaya, and it says in behema imish lo yichya. Now, first glance, who sounds like he has a better gzeira shava? If you'd ask me, I would say Rabbi Yosi Aglili. I mean, who are we to be machriya? But it sounds like it at first glance, right? And Rabbi Yosi Aglili is going to make the obvious argument. He's going to say, Rabbi Yosi, ani danti loisachaya mi loisachaya. Right, by me it's the same word. By you it's the same shayrish, but it's not the same word. I'm the Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva responded, and Rabbi Akiva told him, "I need Danti Yisrael Yisrael." Nah, I think mine's better. You know why? Because I'm howling a yid from a yid. Who was not allowed to go too close to Har Sinai? The Jews. Who are we talking about when we say Mechshefa Loisachaya? The Jews. But you're shdeling to already Loisachaya Kol Neshama, which is talking about the seven nations. Now, what's the chiluk? Because by a yid, Shereba ben Akosa Mises Harbe. There are many options, right? There's the Arba Mises Bez and Skila Shreva Herak Vichenek. And if we picked Skila, when it comes to that Lo Yichya, I'm shdeling to. Lo Yisachai is also going to be Skila. Abavata Dante Yisroma Yavde Kechavim. You're shdeling to Yavde Kechavim that it's Saif. That's not a kunch. Shereba ben Akosa Ella Misa Achas. Because all of Rabbi Kechavim has is one Misa. Which Misa? Saif. Now, truth is Machloik. It's one man Dama says Chenek. But Rabbi Kiva holds it Saif. So he says not a Tushta. The fact that this Saif by Yisachai Kol Neshama is not an indication to a Yid. Because by a Goy Kol Misasin is Besaif. But the fact that you see a La Yichya and it was Skila as opposed to the other three Misas, that's already a Zah. Ben Azai Ayman says the Gemara. Ben Azai said, Nema Mechshev Lo Yisachai. It says Mechshev Lo Yisachai. Ben Amar, and it says Kol Shoichev in Behema Moisumas. It's the very next Pasuk. So it's interesting. The juxtaposition. Mechshev Lo Yisachai. And kol shoychev in behema mois yumas. Right, these are two psukim that come in succession. If you look at the Mefarshei HaChumash, some say because the people that are engaged in kishuf also engaged in shchivas behema. And what's exhibit A for that? Bilam, right? Bilam teichiach. Bilam was like that. But regardless, from the smicho said Ben Azai samchu in yinloi. Ma sheichem behem beskila. Just like some that sheichem behem is chayv skila. Af mechashe beskila. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda told him v'chim yipnei samchu in yinloi noitzel zeh beskila. I mean, you're going to give somebody skila based on something like this? It doesn't feel right. Ella oivi yadoni becham mechashven. I have a different, whole different makar. How I know skila? Because oivi and yadoni were included in all the mechashven, right? Kishuf is skila. Oivin Yadoni is included in that. But Lama Yatsu, so why were Oivin Yadoni singled out? Doesn't matter what kind of kishuf you do. And then we single out Oivin Yadoni to tell me that Oivin Yadoni is skila. Says Rabbi Yehuda, sounds to me like it was a davar shehoyeh b'chlal. For yotze min achlal l'lamid, loy l'lamid al atzma yotze, el l'lamid al haklal kulo yotze. Right? One of the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nedrashos. I think that's what's going on over here. That's how I know it's going to be. It says more of the Rabbi Yehuda, nami l'hava oiv yedoyni shnei ksuvan bon ke'echot. If you want to go down the klal road, so why don't we say, oiv en yedoyni a shnei ksuvan bon ke'echot. I mean, if you want to have a davar yotze min achlal, tell me other oiv, other yedoyni. Why are you telling me oiv and yedoyni? So why is it not shnei ksuvan? Rabbi Zacharias said, Ada. Rashi says, what does Ada mean? K'moy Hada Amra. Right? Ada Amra. So you say Meres. Kasavar, Rabbi Yehuda, Shnei Ksuvim, Haban Ke'echad, Me'elamdin, and that's why he can learn from it. So the bottom line is, the Mishnah said, a Mechashev is Chayev Skiwa. What emerges from the long braisa that the Gemara brought, that really is Machloikis Tanah. It's Machloikis, Rabbi Yosi Aglili on the one hand, and if you do the recap, you have Rabbi Akiva, Ben Azai, and Rabbi Yehuda on the other hand. Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds that a Machshefa and a Machashef actually don't get skilu. They actually get Sayef. And he learns it from Gzeir Shava. It says Machashefa Loi Sachaya, and it says Loi Sachaya Kol Neshama, Ma'ala Halam B'Sayef, Afkan B'Sayef. Rabbi Akiva, Ben Azai, and Rabbi Yehuda all argue, they all said Skiva, like Unzer and Mishnah, but they, interestingly, all came from a different place. Rabbi Akiva said, I know from Gzei Rishab. Not Lo Yisachaya from Lo Yisachaya, but Lo Yisachaya from Lo Yichya. Because Donim Yisrael mi Yisrael, the Ein Donim Yisrael mi Oiv Dekechavim. Ben Azai said, I know from the Smichos, Mechashefa Lo Yisachaya, and then it says right afterwards, Kol Shoichevim Behema Mois Yumos. And just like a Shoichevim Behema is Chayv Skiva, so to Mechashefa is going to be Chayv Skiva. Rabbi Yehuda said, it's because Oiv Yedoni were and it's al. It was part of the klal of machshefa leisachaya, and it was yotze lalamid skila. Teaches me that all machshefas and all mechashefs are going to be chayv skila. I wanted you to say over yedoni ashnei ksuvim abon keechad, and we don't apply this rule when the shnei ksuvim. The answer to that is Rabbi Yehuda holds shnei ksuvim abon keechad. The halacha is malamed. Now we're going to learn one more piece of Gemara, but before we do that, just for 1 second, mamish, and that is it's this week's parasha, and it's very very interesting. And that is, so the Torah says mechashef is chayv misa. How do I know that? Because it says mechashefa lois sechaya. You notice it's very very interesting. All the rishonim make this diak. And that is, wherever the Torah says that if someone does something, which is chayv misa, is chayv misa, what does it say? Mois yumos, right? It says, d'meyem bom, right? There's different words, adjectives that the Torah uses. But the Torah always says, b'kum v'aseh, go kill the guy. Here, the Torah says, don't let the person live. Lois nechaya. In fact, if you look at the Rambam, in Hilchas Sanhedrin, it's in Perek Yudalet Halacha Gimel. Kol mechuyev misas bezdin. Shaloi hei misu oisai bezdin. If someone's chayim misas bezdin, bezdin doesn't kill him. Bitlu mitzvah saseh. The mevatel mitzvah saseh. V'loi over al mitzvah lois saseh. However, they're not over al mitzvah lois saseh. Right? The mevatel the mitzvah saseh that bezdin has to kill someone. That's chayim misas bezdin. Chodz is one exception. Min ha-mechashef. Shem loy hei misu oisai, avru al mitzvah loisase, shenema mechashefa loisachai. Fascinating. So when it comes to the mechashef, it's posh pshad, read it the pasuk. It says loisachai, it's a loisase. All chai be misas bezin is an ase. But when it comes to the mechashefa, here it's going to be a loisase. And the question is why? Why would the mechashefa be singled out and be so, so different? If you look at the Ramban in his Pirush al HaTorah, the Ramban also makes the deal. The Ramban says, "Mechashef lo yisachaya, amar lemaylo, bechol chayve misos mois yumos, v'atam shu chayv miso, u'mitzvah saseh aleinu lahamos oisoi, mimashe nemar, u'biyarta ramikir becha, oi mizeh ba'atzmoi, sheyitzav yumos." Right? That in and of itself is a mitzvah. Avol kan, loy amar mechashef mois tomos, ki hechner ba, because the Torah wanted to be more machmer, lahazer oisonu belav. It's not just an assay, but there's actually a lois assay component. Vatam says the Ramban. The reason is mipnei shehi tmeas Hashem, because she is defiling the Shem. Rabas hamehuma v'hashoytim niftin achareha, and for that reason hechmer babalaf. Three things: tmeas Hashem, she's defiling the Shem. We'll see what that means in a minute. Rabas hamehuma, this great mayhem. And all the fools are going to end up following her. It's for that reason, Hechmer Babalav. That's not 100% clear what the punchline is. It sounds like it's almost three punchlines. The next line is the giveaway. V'chein says the Ramban, b'chol merubei hatakala. This is true for all people that do things where they're merubei hatakala. They're not just hurting themselves, but they're hurting other people as well. And you find a similar nuance. Listen to this. K'gon sh'amar b'meses, v'loi sachma v'loi sachasal. Right, the meses also chai misa, but there's a loi sasei, now it's a different loi sasei, loi sachma v'loi sachasal, right? But it's not the same punchline, but it's the same oimek. There's a lav component to killing the maces. Why? Because the maces, by definition, the previous Mishnah, is someone that's trying to get other people to do something bad. And you find it by the Ritzeach as well. Where do you see by the Ritzeach? That's a lois asay. Right? Don't take opinion from the Ritzeach. You actually have to go and you have to kill him. That's a lois asay. Why? Because they're merubei atakala. These are all people that are causing others to stumble. The maces is getting people to be everything they are. The Ritzeach is killing other people. So too, the machshefa, because of this idea that the shoytim were niftim achareh, hichmir babalav, it's for that reason you end up having a lois asay. One dvar pella on this pasuk is in the Bechor Shor. So again, all the Rishonim make this deal, kemat. Why lois achaya, lois asay? And once you go down the road of Pshutei Shel Mikra, you'll find some very interesting things. I'll tell you the most pella digger one. And this is in the Bechor Shor, one of the Bali Tosfos, right? So he says as follows, lois achaya, mashma, don't even take this person to court. If you see a machshefa, don't even bother taking the person to court. Right, the maces, you have this whole sting operation. Don't even bother with that. Just take the person and kill the person. Because you know what's going to happen if you try taking the person to Bezdin? She knows Kishef, right? You're going to go up against a Kishef macher, you don't stand a chance, right? So you're going to end up losing. So don't even go down that road. You're going to end up in trouble. And you find the same thing by the Knanim. Right? Who stelled to Machshefa loisachayu to loisachayu kol neshama? Rabbi Yosi Aglili. He was the one who stelled it too. So the Bechor Shtar has a Makar in a Tana. But listen to the Tushtel. Forget about Saif, Skila. Don't even bother. Just take the person. You have an opportunity to take her out. Do what you need to do. And he tells the Mishnah that we had earlier in the Masechta, in Perek Nigmar Adin, where the Mishnah was saying that you're not allowed to kill two people on the same day. Shimon ben Shetach once hung 80, right? Noshem and Achayev Tliya. And Shimon ben Shetach hung 80 Machshevis in one day. Says the Bechor Shor, you know what I see in that Gemara? But even Pashpan. The Gemara. It was like, oh, Hirasha. Not Hirasha. He was following the Pasuk in the Torah. He did it because it was Machshefa. Fascinating. If it wasn't Kishef Machers, I don't know if Shemet Shatach would have done that. But he knew in the Pshutai Shamikra of the Pasuk of Machshefa Lo Yisachaya Likta Din that killed a person at an opportunity. And that's why Shimon Ben Shatach hung women, even though you're not supposed to hang women. And Shimon Ben Shatach killed two in a day, even though it's not something you're supposed to do. And the reason he went ahead and did that is because he understood in Machshefa Lo Yisachaya. So why is it such a Dvar Pella? Because it's in the Mishnah of the Elohim on the skull. And then now all of a sudden, again, the Bechor, right, in our sugya, Rabbi Yisrael really holds that Machshef is Chayiv Saif, and then you have Rabbi Akiva ben Azar, Rabbi Yehuda, who all say Skila. The Bechor Shor says, no, Leisachai, just at first opportunity you have to take care of business, take care of business. Now, he's coming from Shimon ben Shetach, but this is like a real Chiddush, right? Sometimes when the Pshutei Shel Mikra is not 100% consistent with what we're learning in the sugya, it's always interesting, right? Oimek Pshutei Shel Mikra, the Rashbam, and Ibn Ezra, Bechor Shor is on the top of the list of Oimek Pshutei Shel Mikra Parshanim. But this one is really, really fascinating. Either way, one last Gemara. Snok the Gemara. I'm Rabbi Yochanan said, Loma Nikra Shman Kshafen. Why is Kishef called Kishef, right? Why they call Kshafim Shemakhishim Pamal Yoshamailo? Because the Machshefois had the ability to weaken Pamal Yoshamailo. Einoid Mavadoi, Omreb Chanina, Afilu Ludvar Kshafim. Right? Sounds like these are two contradictory ideas. Rabbi Yochanan said, Loma Nikrishmak Kshafim Shemakhishim Pamal Yoshamailo. Rabbi Chanina said, Einoid Mavadoi, Afilu Ludvar Kshafim. So the Gemara story. He itza davakom ahajul mitchkol afrim tusa karet Rab Chanin. So Rab Chanin was once sitting, and there was a woman. She was a mechashefa, literally, and she was trying to do some sort of kishuf. She was trying to take offer from underneath Rab Chanin, and what she was going to end up doing with this offer was somehow killing Rab Chanin. Amalah. So Rab Chanin looks very chapa. She was trying to do, and he said like this: Imistaye zili avidi. I'm not afraid of you. Meaning, try to do your thing. If you're successful, you're successful. Because Einoid Movadoi, I know Einoid Movadoi. And because Einoid Movadoi, you can't do what
the Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want you to do. So, I don't know, you want to do it, knock yourself out. If you're successful, that means I deserve to die. And if not, not. But I'm not afraid of you. Afraid to Gemara, is that you, Amy? Is it true, Amy? Right, we started off Rabbi Yochanan says, why is it called Kishif? Now you have Amy Movadoi. So the Gemara here is asking as a kasha, how could Rabbi Chanina have been so certain, Amy Movadoi? What happened to this idea of Makhish and Pamayo Shamayla? So the Gemara says, Shani Rabbi Chanina, the Nafesh Schusei. Rabbi Chanina was different. Because Rabbi Chanina had a lot of schosim. And because Rabbi Chanina had a lot of schosim, so Rabbi Chanina fell into a whole other category. Now these last five lines of Gemara is where the sugya of Kishuf starts. If you want to understand the concepts of Kishuf a little bit, this is where it is. Two huge lines, which at first glance seem to contradict each other, which the Gemara even addresses. And the Gemara gives a very cryptic answer. On the one hand, Rabbi Yochanan said, Lama nikra shmank shofim shemakrishim pamayo shamayla. On the other hand, Reb Chanina said, "Einoid movadoi afilu b'dvar kshafim." Sounds like it's a stira. Is it makrish pamayush amayla, or is it einoid movadoi? And the Gemara told the story with Reb Chanina himself, who was forced to somehow come up with an answer to this question. Right? He's not afraid of this machsheifa because he knew einoid movadoi. I'm makrish pamayush amayla. No, the reason Reb Chanina wasn't afraid was because Shani Reb Chanina did not fish because he had tschosim. So it sounds like maybe there's Makrish and Pamayo Shamayla, and there's Einoid Movadoi, right? They're both true. Stot Tzvei Dinim. And what does it depend on? How many Tzchusim you have? Shani Rabbi Chanina, the Nafesh Tzchusim. See, he falls into the category of Einoid Movadoi. But again, this Gemara, without a question in the world, is Einoid Omer Elodar Sheni, and really the Maramakim, with the Hey Hayadiyah, in terms of understanding, Pashup Shani, this Gemara, is a piece in Nefesh HaChayim. From Hagoyin HaGadol, Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner, it's in Shari Gimel, it's in Perik Yud Beis. And really, the toichin of what's going on in that perek is, Chaim Volozhin says, and this is way above my pay grade, but the nusach that he uses is that there's a koyach in the world called Kishuf. It's real. It's real. It's not what you talk about. There's a koyach. And there are people that know how to tap into this koyach, and by tapping into this koyach, they can be meshana chukei hateva. The words that Reb Chaim Volozhin uses to describe the koyach of Kishuf is that they're nimshach mehakoyches hatuma shel hamerkava tmeya. So merkava is synonymous with the holiest of the holy and the deepest of the deep, right? In darshan b'maisa merkava afilu biyachad elum came chacham umeva midaita. Says Reb Chaim Volozhin, you should know. There's a concept of what he refers to as the merkava hakadosha, and then there's the concept of the merkava tmeya. And there are people that know or knew how to tap into this Merkava Atmeya. And by tapping into the Merkava Atmeya, they were able to manipulate Chukei HaTeva. And the reason is because just like we understand that the Teva is Meshubid to Kedusha, and it's somehow subservient and secondary to the Merkava HaKedusha, it's also Meshubid and subservient to the Merkava HaTmeya. So if somebody knows how to tap into the Merkava HaTmeya, he can manipulate Teva. He can manipulate the Koychavim, he can manipulate the Mazolois, he can manipulate the Ma'oirois that were created on the fourth day of Brius Oilam. He has an ability and a capacity to mamish make wonders, make moifsim. He could do things based on his ability to be Meshana Chukei HaTeva by tapping in to the Merkava HaTmeya. Says Reb Chaim Volozhin, that's the oimik of the Gemara when Rabbi Yochanan said, Lama nikra shman kshafim shemakrishim pamal yosham mailam. It doesn't mean, said Rabbi Chaim Volozhin, that the Kishuf has the ability to be makhish kaviyochel. It's not the taitcha pamal yoshomayla. It also doesn't mean that it has the ability to manipulate the merkava hakdosha. That's also not the taitcha pamal yoshomayla. You know what pamal yoshomayla is? It's hakoychovim v'hamazolos. That's what it means. That's how you taitcha. Right? What else does it mean? I don't know. But that's what the Pamalya is. It's the Koychavim and Mazalis. And Kishuf has an ability to do that. That's the Koych Kishuf has. The Lama Nikri Shmon Kshofim Shemakrishin Pamalya Shomayim. Meaning, there's Koychavim Mazalis. And by the way, when we talk about Koychavim Mazalis, let's be mindful of the raid bite that we spoke at in, I don't know if it was the last year or the year before that, from the previous Machzor, the Ramban, when he talks about understanding of Avodah Zarah and how every Ummah has a Sar and a Mazal and a Koychav. These are real things that have incredible, incredible power in and of themselves. themselves. Right, the Rambam in Hilchos Yisoida HaTorah talks about the Kechavim and the Mazalos, that they're Schoim, and they have Seichel, and they understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu greater than the greatest person in the world could ever understand, man. And that's why the Dor Enosh, they started worshipping the Kechavim and the Mazalos. So the Kechavim and the Mazalos are nothing to sneeze at, but there's something above that, that's called the Merkava HaTmeya, and the Mechashvim knew how to manipulate the Merkava HaTmeya, and by doing that, they can now be shoylet on top of the Kechavim and the Mazalos. But just explain it in different language. The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Kechavim and the Mazalos is that through the Merkava HaTmeya, you should be able to manipulate that. And that's what the Mechashvim knew how to do. But on top of the Merkava HaTmeya, that's Pashit, there's the Merkava HaKadosh. And that's what Reb Chanina meant when he said Einoy Movadoy. Einoy Movadoy means because the Mechashvim, yeah, they're Makhich and Pamayo Shomailo. Because when you look up at the heavens and you see Koichavim and Mazalos, with tremendous Koiches when you understand it, you know, on somewhat of a pneumistic level, you have to appreciate that on top of that, there's something called Merkavat Meya. And the Mechashvim who had to go above and beyond the Koichavim and Mazalos and start manipulating Chukei HaTeva. But on top of that is the Merkavat Akdosh, says Reb Chaim Volozhin. And that's the world of Einoy Movadoy. Now, to understand that a drop deeper, Einoy Movadoy means not just that the Merkava HaKdosha is lemaila from the Merkava HaTmeya. It means that everything that exists, be it the Kechavim and the Mazalos, or the Merkava HaTmeya, which has the ability to manipulate the Kechavim and the Mazalos, that all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not just there's like a pecking order. It's more than that. The pnimius of everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Orein Tzayf. It's Einoy Movadoy. Right? That is everything. All Bria is Einoy Movadoy. So at the end of the day, as much as there's a koyach to the Merkava HaTmeya to manipulate the Kechavim and the Mazalos, but on top of that, there's an Indian of Einoy Movadoy. And that's how everything makes sense in this Gemara, says Reb Chaim Volozhin. You want to know what's going on? That's what's going on. There's Kechavim and Mazalos. On top of that, it's Merkava HaTmeya. Kishuv manipulates that using Sheamus and Zachin. And that's the idea of Shemakrish and Pamayo Shemailo. But on top of that, of course, there's Merkava HaKdosha, there's Einoy Movadoy, and the oimik is that Einoy Movadoy is the Nesham, it's the Sheirish of everything. And of course, the Sheirish of everything, so obviously at the end of the day, there's nothing that can override the Einoy Movadoy. But then Reb Chaim Volozhin takes it a step further, and this is something that's, at the very least, a little bit more practical. And that is, he brings the Gemara. The story that the Gemara told, Reb Chanina was once sitting, and there was Machshefa that was trying to get a little bit of offer from underneath where Reb Chanina was sitting, and Reb Chanina said, I'm not worried about you. Why? Because imistayes zili avidi, right? If you have the siyata d'shmaya, if Hashem's on your side, then yeah, it is what it is. And if not, not because einoy movadoy ksniv. I'm not worried. Now the Gemara asks the kasha, einoy movadoy. Why was he not worried? I mean, it's very nice einoy movadoy, but at the same time, there's also an inyan machish and pamayu shamaylo. But there's a certain koyach that the mechashvin had. Maybe he should have been worried. And the Gemara said, Chani Reb Chanina the nafish schuse. Now, when you learn this Gemara at first glance, quoting Reb Chaim Volozhin, it sounds like Reb Chanina is almost saying like this. I know there's a world of Machish and Pamayo Shalmaila. I know there's a world of Einoy Movadoy. I'm confident that my Schusim, Shani Reb Chanina, I'm in the world of Einoy Movadoy. And in the world of Einoy Movadoy, like we just said, you have nothing to worry about. But Reb Chaim Volozhin says it can't be. It can't be that Reb Chanina was Machzik Atzmoy Denofesh Schusei Kolkach. It's impossible that the great Tzaddik Reb Chanina would have said that about himself. So what then did he mean? So Reb Chaim Volozhin said, this is the Vart, and here's the punchline. He says as follows. He says that there's an idea that Kishif is Machish Pamayo Shomayo. But there's also an idea of Einoy Movadoy. So Kishuv comes from Merkava HaTmeya, which is on top of Kechavim Mazalos, but on top of that is the Merkava HaKdosha. But it sounds like from the Gemara that, I don't know, you can sometimes fall into the trap of the Mechashvin. Shani Reb Chanina Nafesh Schusei. So like sometimes yes, sometimes not. Like what does it depend on, Nafesh Schusei? So Reb Chaim Volozhin said, this is what it depends on. It depends on one thing and one thing only. And that is your Midas HaBitochein and your level of Emunah. He said, if you believe 100% Einoid Milvadai, so then there's no Kishuf, there's nothing that could have any Ashpa on you, because now you're living Tachas Merkava HaKdosha, and there's No kishif that's makrish pamayu shamal that can have any effect over you. If, however, you don't believe 100% the einoid movadai, that's when you're in trouble. And what Rabbi Chanina was saying is, I believe einoid movadai. He said, I believe it be'emunah shleimah. And if that's the case, I have nothing to worry about. Because now it's an einoid movadai and there's nothing you could do. Now, if you kill me, that means I meant it was my time. It is what it is. Imistaya zili yavidi. But at the same time, you have no ability to go ahead and be makrish pamayu shamal if it's not meant to be, because I believe Einoy Mavadai, and if you believe Einoy Mavadai, you're totally an Einoy Mavadai. What's going on here? That means it's true, this Kishif that's Makrish Pamayu Shamayla, it's true Einoy Mavadai, but they don't necessarily always align. A person can fall into the trap of the Mechashif, and even though it's Emes Einoy Mavadai, but it has nothing to do with you, because you're going to die when you weren't even supposed to die. Sounds vilt, but that's what it means. And that's something that could happen. But then there's a world, there's a realm of Einoy Mavadai, and if it's not meant to be, it's not going to happen. What does it depend on? It depends on one thing. It depends on what do you believe. If you believe Einoy Mavadai, you're living in the world of Einoy Mavadai. And if you're not sure, well, then you're subject to the whims of the world, and if there's someone that is a kishef macher and knows how to play around with these shemis and is out to get you, well, then you're going to be in a little bit of trouble. And there Reb Chaim Volozhin goes, and this is maybe the most famous paragraph in Nefesh HaChaim, outside of Shar Dalit anyways. And he says as follows. He says, "Ube'emes hu inyan gadol uskula nifla." He says, the truth is, this piece is an inyan gadol and it's a skula nifla. "Lahaser ulevato me'olav kol dinim uritzayne sacherim." For a person to remove from him all dinim and all ritzayne sacherim, all these ulterior and external forces. "Shela yuchlu lishloit bay, v'la yasu shum roishim klal." If a person's kaveh in his heart to say, "Haloy Hashem hu elikim amiti, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is the elikim amiti, the einoid movadi yisparach, shum koyach ba oylam b'chol oylam is klal, va'akol mole rak achdusay hapashi yisparach shmo, umavato b'liboy bittul gamor, ve'enem mashkiach klal al shum koyach v'rotzim ba oylam, umeshabet umedabek toyer machshavtoy rak la'odon yochid baruch hu, ken yaspeku yisparach b'yodoy, shememelo yispatul me'olam." Of kol hakoychos v'ritzoinu shebo'olam shelo yuchlu lifa loy shum davar klal. That's the skula. There's a skula nifla. If a person wants to be mevatel dinim from him, whatever it is, all dinim, all ritzoinu sacherim, all sitra achris, everything that there is in the world that's mazik. If a person is koyveya b'libay leimar, halei Hashem hu alekimo amiti. Ve'einoid milvada yisparach, shum koyach ba'olam, v'chol o'olam yisklav, v'akol moli rak achdusay apashi yisparach shon. There's no diagnosis, there's no cheshmin, there's nothing in the world that has any shlita on a person other than the rotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person could do that, and he could be mevato b'liboy bitul gomer, anything other than that, and he could come to a point where he's enim mashkiach klal al shum koyach v'rotzen ba'olam, u'meshabed, u'medabek toyer machshav t'irak la'odin yochid baruch hu, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Ken yaspik hu yisbarach biyadoi, shememele yispatu me'olav kol ha'koichos, v'chola ritzayna shabayim shal yuchlu lifalai shum davar klal. Skipping to the last paragraph of this parak. V'chen yigzar oimra v'yokim loy, lifal inyonim v'nisim niflaim, hipoch sidr koichos ha'tfon. If a person goes down this road, he could see nisim v'niflois. He could see nisim that amam shaloi k'derech ha'teva. Kimen shemeshabet u'medabik toir amunas levavi be'emes baltimei rak lo yisparach levad. Ve'etzlo yisparach ha'kol shav. If you're going with a world of einoy mavadai, then it's one's all the same. Teva? What's teva? And he quotes the Gemara, mishamel l'shemen v'yidloik, yomel l'chemes v'yidloik, ratzoloimar, ha'le eitzah ha'kodesh baruch yisparach shav ezek kamo yizeh. V'chein hisbega baruch hu'be either way, I saw Rav Shulam David Alevi in his Shiurim. So this is in the Drush Va'agada volume of the Shiurim Rav Shulam David Alevi. So he talks a lot about the school of Rav Chaim Volozhin. Not surprising, right? The Soloveitchiks, of course, are inichlich from Rav Chaim Volozhin. But not just that, it's Yudua. Anyone that learned in Brisk, who's familiar with the Chumash Shiurim in Brisk, that the Briskerov, who survived the Holocaust, the Nisim and the Flois, together with his children, throughout the Holocaust, he would tell his kids to be misboinen in this school in a flaw for Rabbi Chaim Volozhin. And this is something that you should be very, very mindful of. So in this Indian, in the Shmuzin and of Rabbi Shulam David, this was something that was pervasive. And Toich Dvarev, he's mitzayin a Yalkut Shemoyni. He says the Yalkut is in Parshas Balak. It's in Bamidbar Remes Tovshin Samachtes. Hein Am Kalavi Yakum. says the Yalkut. Ein uma ba'olam k'yotze behem. There's no nation like the Jewish nation. Harei hein yishenim in ha-Torah and ha-Mitzvahs. They're sleeping from Torah mitzvahs. Amdu mishnasam, but then they wake up. Oim dem karayas, and they stand up like lions. Chaytvin kriyishma. Right, a lion is chaytiv. They chap like a lion. They chap the kriyishma, umamlichim la-Kadosh Baruch Hu, demamlich ha-Kadosh Baruch Hu, v'nasim karayas. And then they become strong like lions. You chap a kriyishma like a lion, you become strong like a lion. Mafligin l'derech eretz. Then they go to derech eretz. L'masa umatan. Right, they go work. Im niskal echem mehen. If someone stumbles, oyem mechablim boyim liga be'echem mehen. Or if someone comes to cause danger, mamlech ha-kadosh baruch hu, all they do is they're mamlech ha-kadosh baruch hu, v'nitzan, they're going to be saved. So Rav Shlom David Alevi said, doshteita, the school of Rav Chaim V'loshin, that when a yid is mamlech ha-kadosh baruch hu, it doesn't matter, you're coming from here, you're coming from there. And I was reading the Yalkut, I was just going through it. It sounded to me a little bit, right? What's this lashon? Ein uma ba'olam k'yotzevem. Hareim yishenim min ha-Torah min ha-Mitzvahs. They're going to work. Right? What does it sound? It almost sounds like we're talking about someone who's not doing the most l'chatchila, right? A shluft from Torah mitzvahs. He's going masa, he's not going to be medrash, he's going for masa umatan. But if you tap into this inyan, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, you mamlech la-Kadosh Baruch Hu, become a lion, you need some. I saw the Rebbe Elyahu Weintraub, Zichat Tzadik, Levracha, in his Hagois, on the Nefesh HaChaim, on this piece right now, he's also Metzayin a Yalkut, a different Yalkut. Listen to this Yalkut. This is in Tehillim. It's Remez Tof Shin Chof. Tof Shin Yotes. Says the Yalkut, Rabbi Eliezer, Rab Tanchum, Hashem, Rabbi Yirmiya, Afilu Rasha, even if a person's a Rasha, Ubaiteach Bashem, but he has Betochin Chesed Yisai Veno. Chesed Yisai, it's Mefurish in this Yalkut. Afilu Rasha, Ubaiteach Bashem, Chesed Yisai Veno. This is a skula, and this skula works even for Afilu Rasha, Ubaiteach, it's not my tushta. Afilu Rasha, Ubaiteach Bashem, Chesed Yisai Veno. Yishenim and Atayim and Amitzvahs. Yeah, he's going to Masa Matam, Afligim and Derech Eretz. Right, the Yalkut's going out of its way to bring out this. He's going with Derech Eretz. I know he's going on vacation. I know he's going. He's mafligo with Derech Eretz. It doesn't matter. Im niskal echemiam oyem mechablim bam liga beechemiam mamlich laKadosh Baruch Hu v'nitzel. You know, in the shiurim here, so there's a lot of stories, a lot of maises. So if you look at the uvdas section. So when Rav Shlom David said over all the stories of how they survived the war, so he went through different mises where they had mamish nisim shaloi kederech hateva, and he says every single time, he says Maran, referring to the Brisker Rav, his father, he says Maran, he was mamish, he said he wasn't masich das from this nefesh hachayim for one second. He said there was one time where they were trying to get out of a certain city, they were going to Bialystok, and all of a sudden there was a Nazi yamach shemay who stopped them, and he started interrogating, he asked them for a cigarette, there's a whole mises there. But either way, he stopped them, and somehow he let them get away unscathed, and when they came to the other side of the grain, it's the border. So the Chevre said, you were stopped by that Nazi. He said, he kills every single Jew he's ever gotten his hands on. How did he let you go? And he said, so the Riskirov turned to his kids and he says, I want you to know that I was working the entire time. I wasn't being Masih Das from the school of Rav Chaim V'loshin. And that second, Mamish, as we pulled up, I was Masih Das. I said, push to me, that's why he chopped me. But he said, as soon as he chopped us, I went right back to the school. And that's how the whole thing ended. He actually brings that, how did it all start? I'll read to you this paragraph. It's Sipur Maron Zatzal. That's the Brisker Rav. Shekshayotzorich lisyatzev lufnei vadas hagius latzava hapolani. So the Brisker Rav was being drafted into the Polish army. Levoitka imroi l'sharis betzava. And they were trying to figure out he was going to have an exam of some sort. They were going to figure out if he's someone that can fight. So tivo hagrachzas. His father Reb Chaim told him lahaglis kol azma b'divrei nefesh hachaim anal. He said, just think about the nefesh hachaim. Think about it. Don't be masich das for it. So he said he's standing by the exam, they're asking him questions, and he wasn't masich das from this school in the floor for Rav Chaim V'loshin. And he ended up coming out unscathed. From that time on, this is when he started. He said, Reb Chaim told him then that use this school, and he used it, and he used to. And he said that's how they survived the war. And that's this Indian. I was rather thinking that, you know, the Gemara says in Masechtas Megillah, Megillah Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, that sometimes a person chaps a Shrek and he doesn't know what the Shrek is. Right? You chap a Shrek. What's the Shrek? You don't know. Say Kriyishma. If you're in Makom Tinoifis, right? But what should you say Kriyishma? The Gemara says in Brachas Daf Hey, that before a person goes to sleep, you should say Kriyishma. Why Kriyishma? So Kriyishma is a Shmira. So we always say over from the Balaturim, that the Balaturim says that Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, it starts with a Shin and it ends with a Dalid. What is Shin Dalet? That's a shade. That Shema Yisrael, Shem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad is the skula for a shade. I think it's mamish from Chaim Volozhin, Unzer Gemara. The shade that we're going to see in tomorrow's daf, that's all kishuv, right? Two types of kishuv, the Gemara is going to say. Mid shadim and unshadim. But the shade is kishuv. How do you overcome the shade? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem. That's the Yalkit that Meshulam David stelt to the school of Rabbi Chaim Veloshina. That's the thing, that through Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, you overcome the Shadim. That's Mamash Ar Gemara. Shadim, Amakhishim, Pamayu, Shomayu, but on top of that, it's Enoid Mavadai. How do you tap into the Enoid Mavadai? You tap into it by thinking Enoid Mavadai. You learn the Gemara, Shani Rabbi Chanina, the Nafish Schusei. I don't know Nafish Schusei. You could be like that person in the Yalkit. You're a Russian, and you're Baitech, Hashem Chesed Yisrael Vavenu. A person that believes, you have to believe it. That's the nekuda, and not be masich das. You have to go through nefesh chaim. But you know, it's interesting. You never think that the briskers attributed the hatzala of the brisker up from the war to a skula. A skula, 100% a skula. Since right, had they survived the war, it's going to be a skula. Yeah, the shayla was, what was the skula? The skula was beemesu inyan gadol skula in the flood. Right? Do the briskers believe in skulas? Shaneimah, go through all of this. They believe in skula. I mean, this is a skula that requires avodas aleph. It's not an easy skula, maybe. It is and it's not. It is and it's not. But the bottom line is, it's something you have to tap into, something you work on a little bit, but it's a skula nifla, and this is something that Baduk Menusin, the words of the great, great tzaddikim, Mishnah Gebizoicha, Tabitech, Bashem, Chesed Yisrael.